Philippians chapter 3, beginning in verse number 13. We're going to read two verses here. Very familiar passage of scripture. Hallelujah. The Bible says here, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do." All right. So here we have, I haven't apprehended yet. All right, I'm not there, but there is something that I'm going to do to apprehend. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There is something that I'm going to there's a process that I'm going to follow here, that at the end, I'm going to apprehend. I'm going to be able to say, the work is done, my race is run. Glory to God, I finished my course. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to get a crown. I will apprehend, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let me read that one more time. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. With the Lord's help tonight, I want to preach a three-point message. Forget, reach, and press. And our theme for tonight's sermon, eyes on the prize. Glory to God. Eyes on the prize. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We're grateful, Lord, for this opportunity to come into your house and to worship you. God, we pray your will be done in this service, knowing, God, that all things are possible through you. God, we pray, Jesus, that you'd move around these altars. Hallelujah, God. Move, Jesus, like only you can, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch each and every heart, Lord, that's here. God, we're believing, Lord, all things, Jesus. Those needs, God, that walked into this building here tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, that you'd meet each and every one of these needs, God. Help me, Jesus. God, I'm nothing without you. I'm leaning on you heavy tonight. In your name we pray. Amen. You be seated if you want to. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. I've got my eyes on that thing that I want. Glory to God. And I will apprehend. There will come a time whenever I apprehend. I haven't made it quite yet, but there'll come a time whenever I apprehend. Glory to God. Come a time whenever I reach that goal. And I want you to understand here tonight that none of us have apprehended yet. And if we think that we have arrived, then we are sorely mistaken. That we have not arrived on the scene and have the knowledge that it takes, different things. I have realized that the more that I get into this word, the more that I know that I don't know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's a thing where you continue to study and get more knowledge, but then you realize scripture, different things are so high that there's just sometimes it just seemed like you just can continue to climb. I'm glad that there's not a point where you can understand it all, but you know what? We will understand it better by and by. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're going to preach tonight on eyes on the prize, and I want you to understand that even though we haven't attained, we must keep moving. Glory to God. We must keep active. Hallelujah. We've got to do a couple of things here in order to reach that prize. Amen. There's some things, there's a process that must be done in order to apprehend. And tonight, I feel like that if we'll keep our eyes on the prize and do these things that we're going to be talking about tonight, that we can attain one of these days. Glory to God. But the biggest thing that I want you to understand also is that not only being able to attain the end goal, but one thing that I've learned is that if you go and you're hurdling and you see people that are doing the hurdling races, they go to that first thing, they got to jump. That's the first mark that they got to hit. They get there. They got to get there as quick as they can. And whenever they run and they get there, then they got to jump. Then there's another one in front of them. They go and they got to jump again. So I want you to realize that, yeah, there's an end goal for us. But how many of you guys know that setting a long-term goal is met by setting short-term goals? Amen. In ACE, we used to teach ACE here some years ago, and you would take and you'd set the kids down, and first of all, you'd say, if you set a kindergartner down and say, okay, let's make up an academic projection toward graduation, you're not going to get very far with them. All right? They're not thinking about graduation. As a matter of fact, if you sat with some of them down on Sister Jerry's class right now and say, this is the end goal for this year, you're blowing them away. They're not thinking that far. What they want to see is, what's the goal for today? And so what we done in the ACE school is that we took the goal chart, and the goal chart had four quarters on that goal chart. And you had each quarter that you went by. Now, it wasn't a yearly chart. It was broke up into four quarters. All right, it had the first, the second, the third, and the fourth quarter. So there it broke it up into four pieces. All right, and then beside the goal chart, you had the, somebody help me, goal card. All right, that goal card, excuse me, was a weekly thing that was set up to where they could see that weekly goal that they wanted to reach. All right, so is everybody following me so far? You got a yearly goal that's in front of them that's broke up into a quarterly, and then a quarterly that's broke up to a weekly, and then not only a weekly, but every time that you left to be dismissed from school, you had to have your goal set for the next day. So it was broke up weekly, but also it was broke up daily. Not only was it broke up daily, but it was broke up by each subject. So you see what I'm saying? Every goal that was obtained, Brother Matt pretty much went through the whole process of ACE. He pretty much graduated from ACE, so that's a good, but Brother Matt didn't, it wasn't just a yearly thing that was set up, but Brother Matt was, it was a daily thing with Brother Matt. And in order to reach that goal of the end of the year, Brother Matt had to, there you are, I was looking for you. In order to reach that yearly goal, Brother Matt had to reach the daily goals, all right? So I want you to understand that there's a couple of things in a process that we have to do. And in order for us to make heaven, there's things that must be done by Christians. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's not just come down an altar and get saved and then you're finished. But there's so much more to that salvation that we've talked about before. I want you to understand, when you get saved, that's not the end. Continue to press. All right, if you've been saved for 10, 15 years and you've not progressed, you haven't gotten any closer to God in a little while, hallelujah, then maybe tonight is your night. As long as you get your eyes back focused on the prize, get your eyes on the prize and start moving again, glory to God, and start obtaining those goals so we can reach and obtain that end product. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, so we see here, he says, I haven't attained, glory to God, but this one thing I do. Let's take a look and break these scriptures down here tonight. First of all, the first thing that he says is forgetting those things which are behind. So the first thing you have to do is you got to forget. All right, forgetting those things which are behind. Looking back is a sure way of going back. Take a look at Lot's wife. It's a perfect example. In Luke chapter 9, verse 62, the Bible says, and Jesus said unto him, no man having putting his hand to the plow looketh back is fit for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So what I want you to understand here today is, as you're working on this thing, as you continue to go, don't stop. There's no time for us to stop. When you stop, what do you become? I've talked about this a lot. What do you become? You become a sitting duck. We don't want to be sitting ducks. We want to be moving targets. Glory to God. We want to continue to move. Ain't no time for us to sit back and get comfortable with where we're at. Amen. Hallelujah. What are you talking about, Brother Jerry? Well, there's different ways that you can break this down with forgetting those things which are behind. First of all, you can take a look at your past and your past in sin. All right, when you look at your past in sin, you can get caught up in the old man that you were and think that you cannot be the new man. Hallelujah. And you can't do anything for God because of the past that you have. I want you to understand here tonight, when that man comes out of altar and prays through, he's just as saved as Pastor Davis been praying and preaching for years. Hallelujah. He's just as saved as Sister Davis come in here, sat on the pew, been saved for many years. I want you to understand here tonight, it doesn't matter what your past is, glory to God. God's not worried about your past. He's worried about your future. Glory to God. So I want to encourage you here tonight. Don't get caught up in remembering your past, your bad past. Glory to God. Also, another way that we could preach this here tonight is not to forget or to forget about your past good things that you've done. Because you know what? It's not good enough to come to church and tell our young people, hallelujah, to come up and say, well, Sister Megan, you know what? What happened back 20 years ago? This and this happened and all of this. Man, we've seen a great move of God. Megan don't care about what happened back then. What she cares about is how is she going to see God today? Hallelujah. How is she going to see God now? And I want you to understand, I got three children, and those children aren't going to live on my past victories. They need to see victories today. Hallelujah. So I believe that it's time here tonight for us to forget the past, to begin to move into the future. However we're looking back or holding on, let's get focused back. Let's get our eyes back on the prize, and let's start moving forward again. Hallelujah. Amen. So forgetting those things which are behind. And the second thing is reaching. Reaching. All right, what does it say here? Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before. Hallelujah. Exodus 14, 15 says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go backward? That they go side to side? No, that they go forward." You see, it's not enough just to move. All right, we talked about forget those things, go ahead and start moving again, but it ain't enough just to move. You know, I can go out, I can have a basketball and be at the 3-point line and start dribbling the wrong way and get called for backcourt. It's not enough just to move. You want to move toward the goal. Amen. Hallelujah. You want to move toward the prize. Glory to God. The Bible says reaching forward to those things which are before. Glory to God. You see, a lot of times what we have problems with is during this race and during this time, we start looking to the right and the left. And when we start looking at things that are beside us, we start getting a little worldly minded and start stepping aside and doing the things that we want to do instead of staying focused on the things that God wants us to do. Hallelujah. So we're reaching forward. Hallelujah. Reaching forward, all right, with hand and foot like a runner in a race, and the body. This is what reach is like a hand, or with a hand and foot like a runner in the race, with the body bent forward. Glory to God. With the body bent forward, I want you tonight to picture this as a donut. All right, now little Jared Davis II there. Years ago, he's probably about 3 years old. He's back here at this back door. All right. Old Mandy told him, he said, "Yay, don't you go out there with that donut. Don't you go in that sanctuary with the donut." Well, what she didn't understand is that everybody was out here having fun. Everybody's playing. There was work going on. There's different things. Everybody having a great time. Oh, but she told him, she said, "Don't you go out. Don't you stay. You get out. You step out of that room with that donut. You're going to get a whooping." And so what did he do? This is what he did. His whole body he put in the sanctuary. And he held that donut back in the cafeteria. It was the best of both worlds for him. He's able to just watch everybody have so much fun. Whenever he wanted to bite, he'd just slip his body back in, take a bite, and then step right back out again and keep that thing, that donut inside there. All right? Sounds funny, doesn't it? Won't you just go in there and finish the donut and come out, or just put the donut away? Well, I want to tell you, we sound funny a lot of times with God. Hallelujah. Whenever we're supposed to be reaching forward and being bent forward, but a lot of times we're trying to run forward and leaning sideways. Hallelujah. Come on now. Hallelujah. We're trying to run forward, and we've got things behind us that we're trying to drag. Glory to God. I want to tell you something, church. It's time for us to put the sweets away. Put the dessert away. Let's get a hold of the meat. Glory to God. Let's get moving forward, keeping our eyes on the prize. Let's forget the things that are behind us, and let's move, but let's move in the right direction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Aim. You're never going to hit anything unless you aim. Glory to God. All right. So forget, reach. And then my third and last thing is press. I press toward the mark. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of the scripture of the woman with the issue of blood. The Bible says she couldn't get in because of the press. But I see her as she struggles and she does everything that she can. Hallelujah. And she's pressing against the press. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She's crawling and she has to crawl. Hallelujah. She's hitting people. She has to. She's going to do whatever she can to get there. Glory to God. Somebody looks at her and says, "Man, woman, what are you doing?" Hallelujah. And she looks at him and says, "You know what? At the end of this day, I'm going to have my need met. You sit back and do what you want to and just look. But I'm going to get in here." The Bible says, "Here, forgetting the things which are behind, press for those things which are before. I press toward the mark." I want you to understand here tonight. I want to put an emphasis on the word "I." I press toward the mark. You see, Logan, it's one thing. Stand up here for a second. Hallelujah. All right, Brother Logan's trying to be a Christian. Brother Logan, I can't just force you to follow God. Hallelujah. I can't force you to be Christian. I can't push you into Christianity. I can try everything I can, but I can guarantee you one thing. The best Christianity you'll ever have is when you decide to go on your own. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I press toward the mark. I don't care what anybody else does. Me. Hallelujah. Me, myself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody else do their own thing. But as for me and my house, glory to God, we will serve the Lord. Glory to God. You can go serve those other gods if you want to. But I'm going to tell you right now, for me, I, hallelujah, myself, glory to God, I'm going to follow after God. That's the kind of attitude that we need to have, where we take a look and say, "You know what? It's me, God. Look at me. I want to get closer to you. I don't want our church to get closer. I don't want our church to get bigger. I want to get bigger in your spirit." Glory to God. What I want, Lord, is I want you to have me. Hallelujah. I don't want a religion that's passed down from generation to generation. I don't want grandpa's religion. I don't want dad's religion. What I want is my own religion. Glory to God. I want to be able to walk that straight line by myself. I want to be able to find the truth for me. Glory to God. Thank you, Bob. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I decide this. Not something that grandpa or mom or dad decided for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's not something that somebody decided for me to be. This is something that I decided. I choose to be a Christian. I choose to live like this. Nobody's making me do it. This is how I want to live. Glory to God. You can decide for you, but I'll decide for me. And since the choice is mine, this is what I choose to be. Glory to God. This is my choice. I choose to be this. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Forget, reach, press. He says, I press toward the mark. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The word press here means I pursue that white line in the stadium upon all runners must keep their eyes fixed, lest they be disqualified for the prize. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what Dake says. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me read that one more time. I pursue that white line in the stadium upon all runners must keep their eyes fixed, lest they be disqualified for the prize. Glory to God. My eyes are on that white line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Drawn here. Glory to God. I'd be running back here. One man said, one of the great runners said, he took his heart and he threw it across the finish line. And then all he had to do was just catch up to his heart. Just let his body run and catch up with his heart. I'll tell you something. Oh, glory to God. I press. Glory to God. I've got my eyes focused. My eyes on the prize. There are things that I must obtain as I go along this way. But I want to tell you something, church, we can obtain if we'll forget those things which are behind and we'll reach forward to those things which are before. And if we are willing to press, glory to God. You hear me here today? Ain't there sometimes whenever it ain't going to be a run? Glory to God. You understand, Brother Jared saying? There's sometimes whenever it may just be a crawl. Hallelujah. You may have to crawl to that finish line, but you know what? I'll do whatever it takes to obtain that prize. Glory to God. I will not be deluded. deferment or delay. Glory to God. I'm going to continue. This is me. This is my life. This is my decision. I'm a Christian. I press. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I press. Hallelujah. Different definitions here. Let's read 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all." Hallelujah. "But all receiveth the prize, so run that ye may obtain." Glory to God. I'm sorry, but one receiveth the prize, so run that ye may obtain. Run all. Give it everything you've got. Hallelujah. To run or flee is the next definition. To run or flee. Running away from the things that trip us up. Glory to God. We're getting away from the things that try to hold us back. The next definition, to seek after eagerly. Glory to God. I can't wait to get to service. Glory to God. To see what God has got for me tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Was that your expectation today? Hallelujah. That next definition says, to seek after eagerly. Glory to God. I press. I'm seeking after. Hallelujah. I'm running toward. I'm eager to get there. Hallelujah. It ain't like pulling teeth to get me to church. Glory to God. I want to be at church. I want to be at the youth function. Glory to God. I want to be at revival. Come on, church. Glory to God. I press. This is what I eagerly desire to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I press. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To run swiftly in order to catch a person or thing is the next definition. Glory to God. I love this definition. When Jesus called the disciples, I don't believe that he called them and he walked away. Matter of fact, whenever Jesus walked on the water, the Bible talks about how that they had to call out to him and ask who he was. Otherwise, he was going to go to the other side. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you something. If you're going to be in this thing, you're going to have to go after. Glory to God. There ain't going to be no waiting around. Hallelujah. When God tells you to do something, to acquire something, you do it. Hallelujah. You be completely obedient to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Brother Matt, me and Brother Matt was in a situation here the other night in a meeting. Glory to God. Something was said in that meeting that was an answer to someone's prayer. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you something. Be obedient. Be obedient. You never know. Glory to God. Whenever you lay hands, Sister Barb, on somebody's ankle and it could heal it. Glory to God. You never know when walking around the room, hallelujah, could be what somebody needs to take that step to come down to an altar. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Wherever you lead me, God, I will follow. I'm pressing. I've got my eyes stayed upon you. When you move, I move. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm following after you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You stop by this gas station, talk to this person, I'm with you. Speak through me, God. Whatever you want me to do, I'm following after you eagerly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Last one is to press on. To press on. Glory to God. Why sit we here until we die? 2 Kings 7, chapter, verse number 3 says, "And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die?" Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. That's right, Pastor. You can't stay here. Glory to God. You can't stay here. Let's move forward. Glory to God. What's our theme? Closer. That's our theme this year. Closer. Glory to God. I'm satisfied with my Lord and everything that he is to me. I'm just not satisfied with me and how close I can get to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to draw nigh to him. And the Bible says he will in turn draw nigh to me. Glory to God. I want to tell you something. There's new levels for us to reach. Glory to God. There's new levels for us to reach. Let's not be satisfied with where we're at. Let's continue to go forward. Man, we've seen some growth. Young people, we've seen some awesome growth in you guys. But don't stop. Hallelujah. Continue to run this race. Keep your eyes stayed upon Jesus, being one-eyed. Hallelujah. Oh, running this race, acquiring what you need to in order to make it. Oh, and then at the end of the road, glory to God. Oh, we're going to wear a crown, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll tell you something, ain't very far away, I don't believe. Oh, hallelujah. But I don't know about you, but I want to be ready. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Bible says to press. It says I press. It says toward the mark. And I've already hit on this, but I want you to understand here today And our endeavors, everything that we do, needs to be toward that mark. Amen. The efforts that we make, the decisions that are made, glory to God, need to be toward that mark. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.